You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's never too early to begin following your passion. And that's certainly true of 10-year-old Umu Kaba of Kentwood. She's one of Michigan's youngest published authors. Schuler Books of Grand Rapids has published 4 books by Umu, who is with us today, along with her father, Brima Kaba. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're a 10-year-old girl. You are going into 6th grade. You have to be pretty busy, Umu. So when do you find the time to write? You've got 4 books you've published already. When do you find time to write?
Well, I usually start, like, really writing my books during the summertime because you have the 3 months, and that's when you get most done.
Now, where do ideas come from for stories?
Well, for my first book, Charlie the Talking Dog, I got my idea for it because I had always wanted a pet of some sort, and I could never get one because we live in an apartment, and pets in apartments don't really mix because they need room. So instead of, like, moping around and, like, thinking about it, I just decided maybe I should start writing a story about a girl that has a talking dog.
And as the cover of the book tells us, Charlie is a playful little puppy who thinks she will never be loved until she meets Emily. And that is Charlie the Talking Dog. So that was your first book. The Chicken Man, tell us about The Chicken Man.
Well, I wrote it mostly because I had a baby brother, and I really just wanted to write a story that I could read to him as a bedtime story. And the reason I chose chicken is because my dad just loves chicken.
It is. It says, The Chicken Man is about a man and his daughter who get into a little trouble with a mean village chief that always gets what he wants. But in this case, things go well. The New Girl, and this says, Skylar used to live in Paris, but then she moved to Michigan with her family, and she went to a new school with bullies, and one of them turned out to be her best friend.
Well, I got the idea for that book because I got a letter from Kentwood District that said I was qualified to be in a program called the Peaks Program. Before I did the test to see if I got in, I decided maybe I should start writing a book about a girl that moves to a different country to go to a different school and with bullies to see, like, what it would be like for her.
And this is something that, I have a daughter. I know that stuff can start really, really early. Is that something that you faced or you see friends facing in school?
Well, I've never actually really fought with that. I've never actually had a bully, but I've seen a lot of other people get bullied, and that just isn't nice to me, and I don't like that.
And so what's the lesson that you hope that readers will get from reading The New Girl?
I hope they just learn that being a bully just isn't nice, and if you are a bully, then just stop it and try to be nice, because you can still fix it. There's a chance for you.
And then your newest book, and this is pretty darn thick. It's A Battle for My Brother, about a girl named Elizabeth Sierra Way, Lizzie, and her adopted little brother. And Peter's always getting Lizzie in trouble, stealing her spotlight. Tell us, where did the idea come for this?
Well, because I have a little brother, and not the baby one, another one. He's in 3rd grade. And so I always felt like he was getting all the attention from my parents because before he was the youngest. And so instead of, like, getting mad at him, because I knew even if I got mad at him, you know, I'd still get in trouble, so I decided to write a story about it. And at first I actually wanted to make him, like, a villain in the story, or, like, a robot or an alien or something to make him, like, look bad in the story. But as the story went on, I realized that I don't want that to be the lesson. I want to be, like, to be friends with your siblings, because you're going to be with them your whole entire life. So instead of making him a villain, I just tried to make it like a lesson for Lizzie and Peter to finally get along. And at the end, they're just friends now.
There you go. Brima, when and how did you discover that your daughter was writing?
Well, at first, I didn't know she was writing because mostly I go to work early. One day I was ready to go to work, and then I saw a journal on the table. I picked it up. I opened it, I started reading some page from it. The story, I keep seeing more of it. And then I stopped, I said, who wrote this? Then she told me she did it. Then I said, wow. I said, well, if you finish this one, I will help you get it published. So, and she tried to finish it. Then I went to Schuler. I asked them, I said, I have a little daughter. She's now 8 years old. She's been writing this for the past 2 years. So I would like to see if there's a way for me to publish it. They told me everything I'm supposed to do. Then I came back, I told her, I said, they are ready to publish your book, but you have to rewrite it back in the computer because it was handwritten. Mm. So and then she took her time. She did all that. After, then I take it to Schuller. They edit it. That's how everything starts.
Why did you feel, Brima, that it was worth all the time and the effort to make this, make your daughter's story something that's in a book that people could buy?
Well, when I was young, I didn't get the opportunity to go to school or to do anything similar to what my kids are doing. Mm-hmm. And I can say I am blessed to be here in America because this is the only place you can find opportunity and all goodness is here in this country. So when I came here with my kids, I have goal for them to be successful, to get a better life than I and my wife. And then when I saw that, I said, this is worth it for me to take my time and spend my money on supporting her. That also can help the other kids to motivate them to do the same thing. So to be honest, I'm proud of my kids. They're all doing very well. So I have no word to say to describe how I feel about them.
Tell us a little about your family's story and where you came from and what brought you to Michigan.
Well, I was born in Sierra Leone, grew up there, and then left there. In 2000, I left Africa. I went to Malta. It's a small island in the Mediterranean. So I stayed there for like 2 years and a half. Then I brought my wife, then Uma, our older sister Rugi, and Alpha, the middle one. They all were born in Malta. So when Malta joined the European Union, so they promised us that they're gonna give us citizenship. All the time we spent there at that time, they never gave us citizenship.
The promise never happened.
The promise never happened. And when I heard that the American government now is resettling 200 immigrants to America every year, then I applied for it. After they accept my application, then that's how we came to Michigan. And since then, I'm here, I'm very happy. You know, so everything is going well for me, to be honest.
So West Michigan has been good to your family?
West Michigan has been good to my family, and I would advise anybody, if you want to raise family, to come to Michigan.
Uma, how does it feel to be a published author?
It makes me feel proud because, like, you don't really see a lot of people my age writing books or even doing anything like that. And it makes me feel proud that I am one of the youngest people to do this, and it makes me feel like I'm going to help other kids do what they want to do in the future. But I do know that I really love writing, and I feel like I'm going to continue it because when I write, I feel like I'm in control of the whole world. And I like that. I like having that power over, like, my characters and their feelings and their emotions and their conflicts. I love being, like, the controller of that, and I don't want to give that up.
Umu Kaba of Kentwood. Her books are available, published by Schuller Books of Grand Rapids. We wish you much luck and keep writing, and it'll be fascinating for all of us to see where your writing takes you.
Thank you. I was happy to come here.
To her father, Brima, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.